The 7XS Voluntary Emergency Service West Coast Award for 2021 has been decided, and I'm happy to announce this morning that the winner is Jamie Nankerville, and it's my pleasure to be chatting to Jamie this morning. Congratulations, Jamie. You must be very proud.
Yeah, thanks, Gerdo. Came as a bit of a surprise, really, mate. Had no idea I'd been nominated for this, so yeah, thanks very much to whoever put my nomination forward.
Indeed. Well, I'm sure you've... I mean, I'm interested to hear about your story. So, obviously, you've done a fair bit. So, just give us a rundown on what your volunteering roles have been.
Yeah, firstly, look, I'll say all of emergency service volunteers do an amazing job.
Absolutely.
I've lived in Queenstown all my life. I joined the Rural Fire Brigade as a junior member when I was 12 years old. I'm in my 33rd year now as a volunteer with the Queenstown Fire Brigade. Look, in this time, I've also been a dual member of the Rosebery Fire Brigade and also the Burnie Volunteer Brigades, largely due to work commitments. But, yeah, look, it's all about being able to give back to the community and being able to help someone, help someone in need. Look, the last couple of years, I've had a few new members join the brigade. It's quite rewarding being able to mentor and train these younger members and bring them through the system, the way we were taught.
Yeah. No, that's good. That's good. Obviously, I mean, I think that being a firefighter, I mean, obviously it's a heartfelt thing. I don't know whether I could do it myself, but what drives you to keep volunteering in this role?
Yes, look, I think we're really lucky here in Queenstown. You know, we've got a modern station. Our firefighting appliances are all late model vehicles, and they're all equipped with the current safety features to help protect the crew members. We get really good support from the district staff in our region as well. And as a brigade, we have a really good list of members. We catch up weekly for training, usually hang around a bit after training and have a bit of a chat about what's been going on and, what needs to be done to ensure the brigade's as ready as possible should we get paged to an incident.
For sure. Now, look, on a positive basis, what touches your heart in your role as volunteering?
Yeah, Scovo, look, the first thing that comes to mind, is Christmas time. It's nice to get out into the community, particularly with the parade on Christmas Eve. We've got Santa on the back of the truck and able to hand out lollies to the kids. And, I've had young kids myself, and it's nice to see, the smile on their face and the excitement that brings. And along with this, prior to, COVID entering our lives, we were able to visit the hospital, with Santa on Christmas Eve and have a catch-up with some of the patients. And, look, they really appreciated this.
Volunteers are in short supply these days, as you might be aware, Jamie. People who have volunteered for a long period of time will have to retire at some point, but young people are not stepping up to the plate to take over. What would be your message to young people that volunteering is a worthwhile and important thing to do?
Yeah, look, I think, if there's anyone out there that's interested in being a volunteer, get a hold of someone from, the local organisation. They'll be able to put you in contact with the right person. Get you along to a training night. That way you can see how things operate and what we do. And, then they can make a decision on that, if it's for them or not. No day's the same. There's always something going on, visiting schools or having groups visit the station. Teaching kids about fire safety, and so on. There's always plenty of maintenance to be done on station, there's gear checks, appliance checks, training locally, as well as training away at larger training facilities. And you get to do this with members from other brigades within the region. So, you make new friends and contacts. It's good. And this all contributes to helping our skills and knowledge and keeping all that up to date and, keeps us prepared as what we can be to respond to an incident.
Great. Look, great words from you this morning, Jamie. I really appreciate your time. It's great to hear your stories, etc., and your passion. I hope that you're able to continue for a lot longer yet. You've obviously been doing it a long time, as you said. But, congratulations once again on being this recipient this year and for all you do in the community. It's much appreciated, that's for sure.
Yeah, no worries at all, Scovo. Thank you very much. And, like I said, we do it because we love it and we're passionate about it. So, yeah. Good.
Excellent. Good on you, mate. All right, all the best. That's Jamie Nankerville joining us this morning, the winner this year of the 7XS Voluntary Emergency Service West Coast Award for 2021-22.